Hey, happy day. Recently, I traced Joe Biden's family tree. It grows mainly nuts. Just sharing with you. Academia, intellectuals and all that kind of stuff. But in schools, there's so many studies. The numbers are kind of all over the place. They're from 98% kind of down to 85. But the most popular one is that about 4% of all teachers, professors, and so on are conservative. 4%. So, of course, that's 96% who are not. They should keep, they being the 96%. They should keep their thoughts to themselves. They should teach things in school, but of course they don't. They talk always about how socialism is good and capitalism is bad. And then they get in their car because they can afford it because of their paycheck, and they drive away into a kind of a capitalist world, call it, but yet they preach something different. Not very nice. The reason schools don't teach kids about taxes, because if they did, everyone, all students, of course, would become conservative. Pretty simple stuff. Another study shows that kids who are homeschooled could miss out on opportunity to be a gay communist. A viewer sent that to me. I thought it was kind of cute. Now, here's another study. A lot of studies going on here today. Results show that 8.15% of female patients died when treated by a female doctor. It goes on here with the differences between a female doctor and a male doctor. Right? It's kind of silly, but all I know is the operation was a success and the patient died. Does it matter who you go to, girl, boy, male, female? But they make a big thing of it. And transgender stuff, of course, is included as well. Crazy is forever, don't you know, in Canada. The prime mistake there, he says, you know what? We need to get more involved with raising your children because that's what communist governments do. And so now we're going to put a couple of $1 billion into play in different articles here. One says $1 billion, another says $2 billion. Governments never get it right anyway. If they say $1 billion, it's probably $4 billion or more. And they're saying that we're going to put this money into and it's going to be forgiven. It's a forgiveness loan to people to run daycares and charge $10 a day. And we need to have input. They own the media. They own the pipeline, the main one. They own everything. They're nationalizing everything. Kind of sounds like Venezuela. It is like Venezuela. And that didn't end well. And it's not over yet. People are struggling in Venezuela. Canada's on that path. It's remarkable that the people are allowing this to happen. It's totally remarkable. The government's throwing in an additional $60 million that's set aside for non-repayment grants. And it goes on. I mean, government acts like everyone's a child, all the voters. All you voters, grow up. I mean, get rid of these people because they shouldn't be in your life like they are. I mean, they're a whole bunch of immature clowns, and they're acting like they know everything and they want to raise your kids. Not nice. Now, in Alberta, Canada, there's a new Alberta government bill that seeks to give cabinet powers, provincial powers over the city. So if a councillor with Edmonton City or Calgary City or any other city does something that I think, if I'm reading this correctly, that the province doesn't agree with, then they can boot them out and kind of reverse things. I don't agree with that. I mean, the people have elected councillors. I don't agree with the councillors because they're a bunch of commies, particularly in Edmonton. But another good piece of this, there's two pieces, one I've just said, and the other piece is the government saying, you guys have to identify as what you are. You know, if you're a conservative, you're a socialist, identify the party, the national party and provincial party that you align with. I think that is great. They need to do that because you kind of need to know who's who in the zoo. Hey, just saying. Y'all come back. See ya.